cousin was caddying for a long time, and he like got nasty at golf.
Yeah,
I think he's like sub 80.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm always
that's as good
away.
As it gets. Yeah,
when I hear about people going sub 100, I'm like, damn, bro.
Yeah, you can play.
But yeah,
people ask me. People ask me to go golfing all the time. I'm like, bro, I'll hit a 250.
Yeah,
I will hit it. You won't believe the number I'll hit.
Well, I heard I was talking about this to someone. And they're like, no, you do pairs, best ball.
Best ball is kind of fun.
Yeah, and you just do 9 holes. He's like, 18's crazy.
Unless we're drinking.
Yeah, true.
It's the best part. The back 9, you're blacked out. And you get to drive a golf cart around. And you go, watch this.
It is a safe haven for drunk driving.
It's so fun.
But yeah, dudes whip those things too. Because I did feel bad because I'll unleash like the kids on the putting green. And like usually I'm there late enough where no one's on there, but the other day there was a lot of people on the putting green. They were just trying to do putts while like girls were doing like cartwheels around. It was so fucking funny.
They gotta figure out how to hit it under pressure.
That's what I was saying. I was like, hey man, sorry my kids don't do polite golf claps. Like you gotta
earn it around here.
But there was a guy, I was like, dude, it was actually like I think it was like 2 days ago. He was working on chip shots, and there was like for real like 7 little kids running around. He was chipping it, and I was like, man, this guy must be confident.
He's focused.
Dude, he fucking just sunk it. He just sunk a hole in one chip shot. On
showing
the
off for the
thing.
Kids.
I was like, what the fuck? I'd be so worried I was going to crack a kid in the head with the ball. For real, dude.
Yeah,
I'm like,
definitely.
He was hitting it hard enough to where I was like, damn, bro. Yeah, that golf course is the chill spot, though. Tacos. Yeah.
You
got to
hit the range.
I do. I hit the range every now and again.
Oh, all right.
Nice. I'm not bad, dude. I can hit it, like, and I don't know where this came from. I can hit it straight somehow. Not with a driver. Driver's
so hard.
Driver, I've sent a couple out into the road. And they're like, if you send it in the road, you're financially responsible. It's like, I don't think so, bro.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I'm hitting golf clubs at your business. I'm pretty sure you're the one with the insurance
policy. Yeah, if I hit a car, I'm obviously leaving and not telling anyone I did that.
Yeah. I'm going to be like, you see that cart? It fucking shot it out like a lawnmower. Yeah. That wasn't fucking me. But yeah, dude, I've weirdly got better at sports as I'm older. It's bizarre.
That happens a little. You slow down. You're not as
just chill.
You're not spazzing. You're not nervous.
Exactly. That dude. I'm telling you, that field goal kick. I didn't. Wasn't
field goal
nervous.
Kick you had, bro.
Bro,
booted it.
And all I could think about, I was telling you, was that quote where it's like some Chinese Zen thing where it's like, as soon as the archer thinks about the prize, his mind becomes divided from the target. And I was just like, dude, all I got to think about is the target. And I was totally.
You were locked in.
I was totally locked in. If I made it, that would have been sick. But I was like, just happy I got it up into the air and moved. But it's like, dude, ping pong. Then I played ping pong that night.
That
me
was
and James
awesome.
Were playing ping pong.
That was so fun.
I'm good at ping pong
I
now.
Was hammered just watching them play ping pong at night.
Yeah, that was
great. I just sat on the couch, watched you guys try your hardest, diving.
Were you surprised about
it? It was really good. When you went to bed, I said, I'm going to bring in my old workhorse, Chris O'Connor.
True.
Get down here. I know O'Connor's going to be good at this. O'Connor was nasty.
Yeah, I believe it.
Dude, that was my favorite part of the trip, probably. Talking you and James into going back down and competing again.
Well, the craziest, he beat me, and then
that
I beat
the
him.
Best.
And he came up, and he's like, I beat the second. I'm like,
yeah,
what?
They're like, Matt told me who won. They played 3 games?
We did 2 sets of best out of 3. And he won the first. I won the middle. He won the second or the third, I guess.
Okay. It was very. It was an easy one. Even crazy. Hammered to just be like, James, didn't you just say you won the game?
He did. It was crazy.
And then they both are like, no.
We had to go back.
Got settled. You guys were itching to play anyway.
He played great, but dude, out of nowhere, we like were fucking around. I was like, psh, 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 psh. It was crazy, bro. It was unbelievable.
It was exciting times.
I'm telling you, man, getting like better at every sport and nearing your 40s is like it's kind of been a welcome, and it is. It's all mental.
Yeah.
It's like I just don't care about like missing basketball
shots.
Yeah, hit a
baseball. Shots. Let's see you out there. I'd like to see you go home run derby. I bet you can hit it.
I don't know, man. That was my greatest sports weakness was the swing in the bat.
Yeah, because it was scary because someone was throwing a fast
now
pitch.
Now I don't care. I'd love a ball to hit me in the fucking head right now.
Yeah, knock me.
Just
kill
me.
Knock me the fuck out. I'm done with this day
charge
already.
Charge the machine. Yeah, dude, I've been skateboarding fearlessly.
I'm worried about that.
I sent me
the videos. I said, you better slow down, Matt.
Bro, I might get a
you're
helmet
break
and
a
start
fucking
going,
collarbone or something.
I'm not worried about bones.
Fucking,
I'll break bones. I don't want to
sling
my
on.
Head
you're
going
to look like a dumbass.
Dude, I
well, that would be funny for stand-up.
It would be kind of funny.
Broke my arm skating.
Broke my
arm skating. Not a big deal.
Dude, the pump track is like you drop in, and then you have to like move your legs in a certain way to gain speed through the hills. Dude, you come up to the last hill. The really good guys like hit it and get air, then come down.
Yeah.
But just getting to the top of that thing, you're going, and then you got to come around like a little wall. And dude, you're literally going like you're leaning and you're like, ugh! And my uncle, he does it with me. He's like 50. He was
nice.
He took a video. His son, my cousin, freeze like the video. Took a picture of my face. Like it looks like he's experiencing G-force because I'm like, like fully nerding out. Dude. It's so funny. Dude, the skate park, it's so hard, like physically. I would do it like effortlessly when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You get destroyed, just like winded.
Yeah.
From just like pumping your legs and like balancing your body.
When's the last time you went skiing?
Not for a long time,
dude. Fucks you up.
It's got to kill you.
Day two, you're like, oh shit, my legs don't work.
You got to be dead. Yeah. Yeah. I was doing an hour and 10 minutes of skateboarding. My legs were fried for like 2 days. It's pretty fucking eye opening, honestly.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. But dude, once you get decent at it, it's so sick. And then it's like, I've been really trying to like stamp this part of myself out, but it's like, you see the other parents with their kids and you're skating, you're like, hop on the board, pops. Hop on the board, bro. But I try not to do that.
What, make the other parents?
Just be like, it's just got to be funny because like I'm there watching parents with their toddlers.
Yeah, it's just you and the toddlers.
Same kids my age. I'm ripping the skate park. And I almost want to tell them, I'm like, bro, grab the board.
They're afraid to live free like you.
Grab the board, bro.
Yeah.
Grab the board. Because I've talked to a lot of people who are like, I want to do it. I'm like, do it, dude. It's so scary when you first start dropping
I'm never, ever.
It's
ever.
So scary.
Just for the record, I'm never going near it.
It's so scary. And I'm not saying, I'm not like shaming the dads. I'm more talking about like covertly seducing their wives from my skateboard.
Are their wives there while you're skating and you're just like.
It's wives.
Did you see that?
It's the worst domestic setup where it's little kids on those little zoomy bikes where like they don't even, some of them don't even have pedals. There's like a small beginners kind of like bowl looking thing. And then there's like the advanced pump track and it's just kids meeting their demise. And then just moms freaking out at dads being like, will you be watching them? And just dads in hell. And I'm just fucking riding.
You're floating.
I'm just riding the waves.
You got
a mint,
you got 2 milligrams in you and you're going, damn.
Yeah. 6,000 milligrams of caffeine and like a little bit of weed just going, brother, grab the board, brother, get on the pump track. But yeah, it's fun. I am just kidding, too. I'm not thinking about seducing men's wives. But the thought has crossed.
It's a fun joke.
It's a fun joke. And the thought has crossed my mind. Like, dude.
How nice it would be to have sex with people's wives?
No, not that. I'm all about just getting that attraction and getting that energy.
Bro, it's skate life at this point.
That's what I'm talking about.
You're a skater boy. You're obviously going to seduce women.
I'm not going to. Well.
Come on, man.
Here's what I'm about.
If I see a guy on the board, I go, honey. Don't look.
Honey, close your fucking eyes.
Don't look.
There's a 4-year-old guy like, whoa, shit.
There's a guy on the pump track going 1 mile an hour. Don't look. Don't look, babe. Oh.
Well, you need enough speed. Otherwise, you peter out on the pump track, and that's embarrassing. And it took me 3 days.
How many bales have you been bailing out, gnarly?
I've slammed, dude. I slammed hard the other day. I don't know what happened. Like when you come back up, I leaned forward a little bit too much. If you zone out for a second, you're fucked.
Yeah.
I kind of zoned out. And, you know, again, doesn't matter at all. But there was this like lady skating with gigantic tits. And
is there a lady with gigantic tits skating?
You know, you see people and you're like, you definitely have five.
And it's hills right there. Was she hitting the hills?
She was a youngster. She was a youngster. But it was a young skater couple in love. But the lady was significantly better. And I shouldn't be talking skate park confidential stuff, but it was just a funny dynamic because like, dude, I was watching this lady, you know, when you see people, like if you're a girl who skateboards and you have like colored hair and you know, an ample bosom, you probably have 500,000 Instagram followers. You know, that shit translates to Instagram so well.
Yeah.
But they were holding down the skate park pretty hard.
Was she dressed like the bully from The Simpsons? The one with like the skull cap and the hair coming. Yeah.
Like a little skull cap.
Is it Ralph the bully? No, Nelson's friend. Nelson's friend is who I was thinking of.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't he have a friend that Nelson is the boy?
I'm thinking of dressing like Nelson, and you were kind of spot on. But I'm being a gross pig. I'm just, you know, there's obviously, you know, I have dual natures.
Yeah, this guy. I was thinking of Jimbo Jones.
Oh, I was thinking more like the other guy.
I feel like all the skater girls look like Jimbo Jones and Dolph Starbeam.
It's definitely big pants, but you know, there was a tank. There's a tank going on. But my whole point was, it's like, you know, again, it's like, I'm not trying to be like gross or weird, but it does put a pressure when there's a young lady watching you do a physical activity. So I was just like, you know, there's that part of you that's just kind of like, bro, I'm killing it, dude. This is sick.
So much better than your boyfriend. Not a big deal.
So much fucking, although they were way better than me. But I like leaned forward real quick and just, I don't know what happened. I was going up a hill. As I leaned forward, my skateboard stopped.
You showed off for the young girl.
I was like, slammed onto the concrete. Yeah. And I had to be like, oh, yeah, dude.
You're trying to show off for the little kids. You're mad.
They're in their 20s.
Skate dusky.
they're in their 20s, bro.
Hold on. I got a whiz. Can we take a timeout? Mm-hmm.